Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This week, I sauntered my way down to the cinema and endured the latest Nicholas Sparks melodrama, The Longest Ride, which honestly sounds like a gay country western bar. I didn't want to see this film. I was dragged to this movie against my will, and the only reason I agreed was so I could make that gay country bar joke at the beginning of this review. Like all Nicholas Sparks film, The Longest Ride involves two overly sensitive white people falling in love that invariably encounter some trials and tribulations on their path toward happily ever after. This time, the film involves Luke, former bull riding champion seeking a comeback after a horrific tragedy, who falls for Sophia. Of course, they are from different worlds, and of course, like all Nicholas Sparks films, they have peeps telling them that it won't work out. And of course, there is flashbacks to another love story that somehow ties in to what is happening in the present moment. The Longest Ride plays out like really bad sex. It went on for far too long. I don't really remember the people's names or what happened. And then at the end, my partner cried and I felt generally chafed by the whole situation. The only slightly redeeming feature of the film was the stoodliness of Scott Eastwood, but honestly, I could have Googled imaged him and achieved the same outcome. The dry, painful dialogue, the unimpressive acting, and the generally banal characters made this Sparks film his least engaging of all. Also, in this modern day and age, is a soft, romanticized fantasy of what love and relationships are even relatable in this current time. This gray area between, say, Disney and straight-up porn leaves much for writers and directors to work with, and yet, as audience members, we each come with a set of expectations of what we assume a love story to be. And like bad sex, are we even satisfied at the end of it? Did it fill any of our needs? Or did it leave us questioning our decision to go forward with it in the first place? Also, Xville, I had no intention of ending my review like some Carrie Bradshaw blog entry, but that's just what happened. With that, I give The Longest Ride 1.5 X's out of 5. You really could have released a sex tape of Scott Eastwood called The Longest Ride, and I feel more people would have seen this film.